From Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistani Taliban claims responsibility for assault on Karachi airport. More deadly bombings target Kurdish political offices in Iraq. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility for the deadly assault on the country's largest international airport in Karachi Sunday night that left at least 28 people dead. 10 terrorists and more than a dozen security personnel were killed. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Authorities say that just before midnight, a group of around 10 heavily armed militants, some wearing military uniforms, infiltrated an old terminal at Karachi's busy Jinnah International Airport. Suspected Taliban insurgents carrying automatic weapons, hand grenades and rocket launchers shot their way into the facility, which is used mainly for cargo and executive flights. The audacious coordinated assault triggered an intense five-hour gun battle with security forces guarding the terminal that extended into Monday morning. Flights to Karachi were diverted to other airports as troops joined elite commandos in trying to counter the assault. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
A Pakistani Taliban spokesman says the attack was in response to recent military strikes against militant strongholds along the Afghan border and last year's killing of the group's leader, Hakimullah Massoud, in a suspected U.S. drone strike. Two bombs targeting Kurdish political party offices in northern Iraq have killed at least 30 people. A car bomb blew up at a checkpoint near the offices of President Jalal Talabani's Patriotic Union of Kurdistan. A short time later, a truck packed with explosives was detonated beside a wall. The attack was a second in as many days against the party's offices. An al-Qaeda splinter group known as the Islamic State of Iraq in the Levant claimed responsibility for the attack on Sunday. Ukraine's foreign ministry says it's reached a mutual understanding with Russia on key stages of a peace plan for eastern Ukraine. A ministry statement offered no details following a second day of negotiations in Kiev, mediated by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. What the statement did say, the contact group agreed to continue talks aimed at ending fighting in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions of eastern Ukraine. Ukraine and Russia, along with a representative of the European Union, sat down in Brussels Monday to resolve a natural gas dispute. VOA's Gabe Jostle has details.
The heart of the issue is a dispute between the two countries over how much Ukraine should pay for Russian gas. Moscow has threatened to cut off supplies as early as Tuesday if Ukraine does not pay off its debts, a move that would also disrupt flows to Europe. In April, Russia nearly doubled the price of gas to Ukraine to $480 per 1,000 cubic meters, a decision that followed the ousting of Ukraine's former Russian-backed President Viktor Yanukovych. Russia also angered Ukraine with the annexation of Crimea in March, while Russian fighters have been seen among rebels involved in a separatist uprising in eastern Ukraine. Moscow denies the allegations. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Kyiv.
Italian naval authorities say they intercepted more than 5,000 migrants from boats in the Mediterranean over the weekend. Video released Monday shows the Italian Navy rescuing migrants from small open-top boats that were tightly packed with men, women, and children. Italy says more than 40,000 migrants, mostly from Africa and the Middle East, have reached its shores this year, a number that tops the total for all of last year. Libya's Supreme Court ruled that Parliament's election of Ahmed Maitik as Prime Minister last month was unconstitutional. Maitik says he'll abide by the court's decision, leaving interim Prime Minister Abdullah Tani in charge. Brazilian police fired tear gas Monday at protesters supporting striking Sao Paulo subway workers, snarling transportation in the country's biggest city, just 3 days before hosting the opening World Cup match. The five-day-old labor dispute could extend until Thursday, when Brazil opens a competition against Croatia at a stadium about 20 kilometers from central Sao Paulo. Subway workers are seeking a pay hike just above 12%. The government is countering with an 8.7% offer. Economic forecasters say they expect the American economy to advance at a faster pace in the coming months. The National Association for Business Economics forecasters expect growth to advance at an annual pace of more than 3% in each of the last three quarters of this year. The U.S. economy shrank 1% in the first 3 months of this year. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.